Hello, hello everyone. It's your girl, the Goddess Queen, and it is time for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Today, I actually wanted to talk to you all a little bit about breaking free and letting go of your baggage. We've talked about this in the past, but let's really talk about baggage and what that means and why it's not good for us to keep it. When it comes down to life, different situations, things that we do, we have all different types of experiences and all types of things happen to us throughout our lives. Anything can happen. That's good, bad, or ugly. And it's through our whole life expectancy. So understanding that anything can happen is wise. First off, as well, second off, understanding that this world was not made technically. The world that we live in now was not made for you to prosper. Understanding that, big to know and understand as well. We live in a world of chaos, okay? We live in a world that has been made by us to be straight chaos. So yes, life is a B. Life is going to have its ups and downs. But you have to change your relationship with the universe so you can change how you experience the universe. And that's the biggest part to this whole spiritual journey, spiritual awakening thing. Changing your personal experience with the universe is what it comes down to. And when we talk about the universe and what you have to contribute to your life and not making it as chaotic as it can be, one of those things is evaluating yourself and letting go of the past baggage. Like Erykah Badu says best, bag lady, you're going to hurt your back. The reason why you're going to hurt your back is because literally you are holding on to things that will not serve you. So let's stop and pause and think about what I just said too. You are holding on to things that will not serve you in this future that you are trying to build. See, you are trying to build greatness in your life. You are trying to build the building blocks and the stones needed to build the foundation, right? To your path to success, your yellow brick road, okay? Now, here's the problem. When we hold on to our baggage, what we are doing is we're doing things like changing our finish date. We're doing things like not believing in ourselves, not listening to our intuition and trusting our faith. We're doing things like holding ourselves back from opportunities and things that could push us forward into the next step. And we cannot do that. We have to learn how to jump and get in line. We have to learn how to accept our missions as they are given to us and follow them out. We have to understand that if we do the thing that God has given us to do, that we do with ease and without a shadow of a doubt, we'll start to notice the difference in our life experience because we're no longer butting heads with the situation. But what does that mean? Does that mean you got to let go of everything? Does that mean that you can't hold on to things at all? You have to completely automatically forgive right away and let go of all these? The answer is yes, but the answer is no as well. What it comes down to is you're supposed to learn from these situations. You're supposed to understand what you take from these situations. Every time something happens to you bad in life, as we call it a lot of times, or negative, that is not positive for your growth. You need to start looking at that as a learning opportunity. Everything that happens to you, good, bad, or ugly, is a learning opportunity. So you must learn to be grateful for every opportunity, good, bad, or ugly. No matter what it is that happens, this was an opportunity for you to learn and grow. And from growth comes the true embodiment of yourself, which puts you one step closer to true abundance. Because that's what this whole thing is about. Never forget what this whole thing is about. It's about living abundantly in this world. It is about having your best experience, living your best life in this world of chaos, which can be done once you set yourself aside from the rest. And that's one of the things. You have to take yourself and elevate yourself to a higher spiritual level to where you don't vibrate on this normal level of the normal souls in this world. When it comes down to the negativity that people are spitting out, when it comes down to all the anger and the hate, when it comes down to all the bad attitudes and all the things that cause a negative casting over our lives. Once you let go of those things and break free, you open up a door that is very willing to pour out tons of blessings to you. You just got to know where to go and who to ask. And now for those of you that are Christians, we already know our belief. Our belief is if we ask God, we'll be good. But what else was there? He told us to love one another. He told us to love one another. And that's something that we miss a lot in this world. He told us to turn the other cheek a lot of times. He told us to choose the higher road. But do a lot of us do that? No, we don't choose the higher road. God has given us all tests, trials, and tribulations. The whole point of these trials and tribulations is to help get you to that next level. Okay, but when you have trials and tribulations, that also means that you're going through something. And when you're going through something, sometimes you just have to call out to God and ask to help you start your journey. I think that's one of the biggest things. A lot of people ask for things that they're not ready for. And God will provide, but you got to be ready for it. So when you think about that, you have to be ready for everything that's going to come your way. What are you going to do to get yourself aligned? You've got to take some time to step outside of this crazy world and get yourself aligned with God so that you can hear your messages, so that you can hear your path, so that you can follow your path the right way that you're supposed to and live this life in full abundance, because that's what true abundance is. Abundance is having affluence or having an overwhelming supply or overwhelming amount or overflowing amount of something. So if we've got abundance of food, we got abundance of apples, we got abundance of shoes, you got abundance of something, that means you have a lot of something. We want to have abundance in life. We want to have a full around fullness in life. And that's where we come to our trifecta. All three areas, banking on all three areas, mind, body, souls. And we also say four areas here, which is mind, body, soul, and spirit. Because soul and spirit can be one, but they are separate. When you think about it and you understand what this world has to provide for us, what we've been given here and how we use it, it makes you think about what really makes this world tick. One of the biggest things that you've got to remember is that you are part of this ticking bomb. It's time for you to start getting things in place to help you defuse the bombs more frequently. It's time for you to start learning and training and equipping yourself. We all need to become Renaissance people. We all need to be studying and becoming forever learners and understanding more about this world and about the society and what we understand as humans. Because once we can do that, we can actually grow to a better version of ourselves and elevate. We as humans are at our next level of evolution, but it's up to us which way we go, towards the light or towards the darkness. And right now, it seems as if we're all going towards the darkness, and we really need to guide ourselves back towards light here, because we continue to fall ourselves further and further away from the light here. We got to pull ourselves back to this world walking in light, if it ever has been, or set it straight. So one of the things, ways that we can do that is letting go of the past baggage, okay? Breaking free of those generational curses, those generational holds. You know, setting ourselves free from those negative thought processes, those negative ideas, those things, those bad habits as we've developed, those negative people that we let into our lives, these bad jobs that we continue to take, this negativity that we feel around us. separating ourselves from this thought process that our family has put on us. You have to take yourself and move yourself outside of this loop and really take a look inside. See your areas of growth. See what you can do to contribute to your growth. Because that's what I think is one of the biggest things here. We don't ever want to do anything to help us with our growth. We expect for it all to just be done. If you believe in God, it is just done. My God can move mountains. But when it comes down to it as well, you have to start. You have to put that foot on the ground and let God know that you're ready. That does take a leap of faith. If you don't believe in God, the universe just wants to give you these things. It does. If you look into the law of attraction, like attracts like. So negative attracts negative. If you're surrounding yourself with negative people, continuing to think negative thoughts, doing negative things, you are bringing yourself an environment of negative thought processes and negative ideas. You are building a negative cloud around you, your life, and everything around it. So that when those blessings do try to come your way, and that light does kind of shine, it's blocked by a big fog of negativity. But we can change that. We can change that by changing our relationship with the universe, changing how we see our everyday lives. Just implementing one little piece of positivity in our lives a day. That will change how you see things and how you go about this world. And changing your relationship with the world and the understanding of you is how you change your experience in it. So it's time to break free and let go of our baggage. It's time to free ourselves of all these things holding us down. All these old relationships, past people, things, these shoulda, coulda, wouldas. We're letting them all go. We're breaking free. We're setting them by the wayside. We're going to break free from this and we're going to allow ourselves to be free. Now today I want to do something that I haven't done in a while. Okay. We're going to do a short little meditation. So I want you all to take a second to close your eyes wherever you are right now. And we're just going to take a minute to think. I want you to think about all those negative things that surround you on a daily basis. Think about those negative thoughts real fast. See them in your head. Put them in the file folder and set it aside. See how those negative things have been causing you so much drama within yourself. I want you to take those negative thoughts and I want you to try to turn those negative thoughts into positive ones. I want you to take these thoughts and think of one positive thing to go along with each thought. So right now you should have one negative thought and you should be accompanying it with one positive thought. Every negative thought you have, what we're doing here is we are putting positive intent on negative outputs. We have negative things clouding us and surrounding our lives, so we're going to put positive intent. We're going to put good intent into this. With your eyes closed, take a deep breath in through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Allow yourself to be filled and be covered by the beautiful energy that surrounds you. Build your comfort circle. Build that bubble of warmth around yourself right now. Build that comforting feeling that everything is going to be okay, because it is. The universe is here to let you know that it is your time to shine. It is your time to come into your right path. As long as you accept the journey, you will begin the path. One more time, allow yourself to take a deep breath in, inhale through your mouth. Exhale through your nose. Namaste. Ashe. Amen. I thank you all for joining me today. I love every single one of you all. Like, subscribe, share. And if you have any questions or any ideas or anything you want to know about, let me know. Send me a message. Send me a comment. You can actually find the page. If you actually do like the podcast, go find us on Facebook. We have a new page on Facebook called Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. Go find it. Like it. Give your review. You know, that's the one way that you can support me and everything that I'm doing here and trying to just give a little bit of information out to the world. Thank you all so much for joining me today. You have an amazing day, amazing night, an amazing week.